Starting next week, CVS and Walgreens will send teams of pharmacists to tens of thousands of long-term care facilities nationwide to inoculate people against COVID-19. And pharmacists will also give the vaccine to the general public once it's widely available. Michael Hoag is president of the American Pharmacists Association. He's advising the CDC on the vaccine, and he's with us via Skype. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
One of the things that pharmacists are trained to do is to administer vaccines. How central will they be to this vaccine push nationwide?
You know, pharmacists are really a key to a successful COVID-19 vaccination effort nationwide. The federal government is relying heavily on community-based pharmacies, and that's not just the large box chain pharmacies, but also the small independent pharmacies to be able to get shots into patients' arms. Community pharmacies exist in almost every small town across America, and in many rural communities, the pharmacist is the only healthcare professional available. So it's really critical that pharmacists engage and are taking a part in this momentous time in our history.
We're reading that for this push, CVS is hiring more than 1,500 pharmacists, as well as pharmacy technicians and nurses in places like Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. That is just one part of the country. Are there actually enough pharmacists for this kind of undertaking?
Well, we believe we do have enough pharmacists available, and we also have student pharmacists that are involved in the vaccination efforts. We have 144 schools of pharmacy in the United States, and all of the students associated with those schools are also trained to vaccinate. So we have schools of pharmacy engaged with their local communities and with these large chains and small pharmacies to help improve access and the manpower that's necessary. It takes a large group of people to be able to vaccinate the entire U.S. population with coronavirus vaccine.
Oh, I can imagine. And the demand for pharmacists is high. I mean, even before the pandemic, a lot of these professionals already moonlight because they can. So will some pharmacists also be doing these vaccinations in addition to their day jobs? I can imagine that's the case.
Yeah, I think pharmacists are so critical in local communities. Pharmacists have this giving spirit about them. We see pharmacists that will volunteer, not even just work for pay, but they'll actually volunteer to give these shots in a lot of cases. Yeah, there's a huge demand right now for pharmacists. And when many other things have shut down in local communities in order to stop the spread of coronavirus, the pharmacists have been there day in and day out and have been right on the front lines trying to meet the needs.
To your point about pharmacists being on the front lines of this pandemic, have they had to take on different or expanding roles? I know at our local pharmacist, I see the line is pretty long for flu vaccines, which they do every year, but they do interact with the public on a daily basis.
Yeah, the pharmacists in throughout the country have been asked to take on tremendously larger roles during the pandemic. For example, childhood vaccination rates have plummeted in the United States since the pandemic because we, as a nation, decided that we were going to shut down all outpatient care, non-essential outpatient care, early on in the pandemic in order to take care of the most acutely ill people. Well, that caused children to fall behind on their immunization. So the federal government authorized pharmacists to prescribe pediatric immunizations and to help get children caught up on their pediatric immunization schedule. And then secondly is testing. Pharmacists have been authorized to prescribe, order, and administer COVID-19 tests. Those are roles that hadn't been played previously by pharmacists prior to the pandemic. But I think now that our health systems have seen and our government's seen that pharmacists can play this role, they're likely going to have those roles to play for the future. There'll probably be permanent changes to the way healthcare is delivered.
Stores like CVS and Walgreens have prepped themselves over the last few years to serve as a place to get the flu shot and things like blood tests. Based on how they've constructed these stores now, do you think they're set up to handle what could be great demand? What are some recommendations you'd give to prepare these kinds of stores to give the vaccine?
Sure. Well, it's an all hands on deck approach, and I think that's being recognized. I mean, pharmacists are the head of the team in local community pharmacies, and pharmacists have the ability to assess patients and to prescribe appropriate vaccines. But you've got to have the full team engaged. You have certified pharmacy technicians. The HHS has authorized pharmacy technicians nationwide to administer vaccines now under the observation of a pharmacist. And I think you're also seeing the large chain organizations and even smaller regional chains begin to hire more technicians. You know, we got to remember that pharmacists still have a responsibility to ensure that patients are getting the best outcomes from the medications that they're taking. So vaccines are our focus right now to try to get them into people's arms, but we can't forget that the vital role of the pharmacist on the healthcare team is ensuring appropriate medication outcomes. So having pharmacy technicians and student pharmacists working in these community pharmacies under the pharmacist's supervision to actually administer the doses will help out a lot so that the pharmacist can continue to keep people healthy with their medications while this vaccination effort's going on.
Michael Hoag, president of the American Pharmacists Association and dean of the School of Pharmacy at Loma Linda University. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.